You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now, KMUW editorial commentator Richard Krausen says he's looking for positivity wherever he can find it.
These days I take hope from whatever small corners of my world I can find it in. After all, we live among folks who can easily get outraged about a former vice president who has two accusers who said he made them feel uncomfortable. One woman says he kissed the back of her hair, and the other one says he rubbed noses with her. The president's leading cheerleader, Kellyanne Conway, has deemed the former vice president creepy Uncle Joe because of the two accusations. That's right. Leading cheerleader for a president who, depending on which news source you want to believe, has between 19 and 23 women accusing him of much worse than rubbing noses. It all can just depress the heck out of me. So I look for signs of optimism among my fellow humans wherever I can find it. Recently, I found it in two places. I entered the annual swap meet at Wichita Century 2 Convention Center with some degree of trepidation. I braced myself for an onslaught of red MAGA hats. After all, we were a bunch of mostly middle-aged to senior citizen guys at this event. And you know what? I didn't see a single red hat. I was giddy about it. And then more recently, I posted a photo of my big Labradoodle Perry stretched out in a funny pose on an ottoman. It received the most likes of anything I've ever posted. All that politically partisan stuff that I'm always putting up on Facebook couldn't hold a candle to my dog's hundreds and hundreds of likes. Dog love, or at least dog likes, triumphed over politics. There are reasons for hope, my fellow Americans. MAGA hats are not yet mandatory menswear. We still love dogs. I might cut my dosage of antidepressants in half. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.